Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Ski and I are also on Blue Sky. So if you have Blue Sky, you can find us there. TSB Pod is the one I created, and then he's TSB Ski on there too. So you can do that. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we do the sports podcast every week. You can watch us do it live. If you just go to twitch.tv/abrawg87, you can hit follow, I think it is, and then it will let you know when we go live. And you just click a button and you can watch us and join the chat, and it's a good time. Discord is the place you should actually go. Discord is where we get our movie suggestions, our list suggestions for the sports podcast. It's we BS during games, we share recruiting information, like it's all there. Sports Brewery and Discord. If you miss the streams, I post everything on YouTube as well. We're online. Just search for Sports Brewery in the things, and we're probably there. The movie this week is my movie, and it is The Goonies. It came out in 1985, and it is currently on Max. It has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7.7 on IMDb, and a 62 on Metacritic. The reason I chose this movie is because I know it is polarizing. It is a movie a lot of people love. It is their
our generation, especially.
It is their favorite movie from their childhood, and they stand by it. And a lot of people, also our age, hate the movie and think it's overrated. Yeah, exactly. Two snaps and a twist. By the way, that's only our generation.
We're yeah, they're only knowing that also. Men on film.
Man, yeah. You want to be there for those 18 months. It was a great run.
Go down a deep dive in YouTube, Men on Film. Do yourself a favor. While you're at it, do like the rap Shakespeare thing too. Oh my God.
David Alan Greer
doing rap lyrics as like a Shakespeare actor. It is beautiful.
I prefer him as the blues guy that sings like little 3-second blues songs. I got a story about it. Like here it goes.
So good. Living color. And living 90s. Color. We're so old.
Hoss was a quarterback in that show.
Yeah, he was.
Boomer Esiason.
What were we doing with our lives? We were so young. We had no idea.
Probably barely read, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely. So I was curious what you guys thought of this movie. And so that is why I chose it. I don't know. You know, we'll find out as we sort of talk about it. But I hadn't seen it in a really long time either. And so I wasn't sure. Like, I remembered not liking it. And I remember thinking it was overrated, but I was like, you know what? Let me actually watch it and see if that's actually how I feel.
I mean, on paper, you guys probably think like this is one of my favorite movies. I mean, it's
I know you don't like it.
I know, but on paper, I mean, about it, so. It's an 80s movie. It's got Richard Donner directing, who directed some of my favorite movies of the 80s and 90s. It's a Spielberg and Chris Columbus written movie. Everything on paper says I should love this fucking
Not
movie.
Only, I'll add another layer. It's an Amblin Entertainment movie.
Yeah. Spielberg, baby.
Oh my God, Amblin, bangers.
I mean, and by all means, a great cast as well. We should love this movie.
Yes. So let me get to the cast. Sean Astin plays Mikey. Josh Brolin plays
First
Brand.
Movie. First
His
movie's in, too.
First ever acting job was this. He if you look at his IMDb, he's got some Cyndi Lauper credits, like one of them shows up, but the Cyndi Lauper credits are from this movie.
Josh Brolin
started his career with the Goonies. That is a
and then jumped right into thrashing
he
right
better
after.
Believe it, you better believe it. Let's see, Jeff Cohen played Chunk, Corey Feldman played Mouth, Cary Grant played Andy, Martha Plimpton played Steph. Gotta love Martha Plimpton, man. Ki Hui Kwan.
Fan.
What's that?
More of a George Plimpton.
Yeah. The Lions. Yeah. That's where my love for the Detroit Lions started. Yeah. Ki-Hoo Kwan played Data. John Matuszak played Sloth. Joey Pants.
Raiders legend, John Matuszak.
Uh-huh. Joey Pants in this movie as Francis. And Anne Ramsey played Mama Fratelli. And Robert Davi.
Yeah, that's Davi. The...
Played Jake. Yeah.
Classic. Joey Pants. Just in the world we live in now, Joey Pants sounds like someone running for a state representative spot in New Jersey.
No, he has a cabinet position in 47's.
He might have been mobbed up at one time, but yeah, now he's
doesn't matter. Yeah.
Now he's running.
Yeah.
He has been fully pardoned.
His Twitter account put out too many bangers.
All of his discretions. As you said, Ski, this movie written by Chris Columbus. He wrote the screenplay
Gremlins.
For it, who is known for directing the first two Harry Potter movies, Mrs. Doubtfire, also Home Alone 1 and 2, speaking of Trump. He also wrote the Gremlins movies.
Gremlins 2, banger.
Yeah.
Banger.
Steven Spielberg came up with the story for this. So Spielberg came up with the story and produced it. Chris Columbus actually ended up writing the screenplay.
They threw a little Gremlins homage in there too. When the cop was on the phone when Chunk tried to call the police from the underground, he's like, you know, he's listening to all the things that Chunk lied about before. He's like, yeah, you told us about you shouldn't get these little critters wet and they turn into things.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's good stuff. Let's see. Directed by Richard Donner, as you also mentioned. He directed the Lethal Weapon movies, the Omen.
Maverick.
He did Superman 1 and 2, the original, and also...
The card
Maverick.
One?
Maverick.
Is that Mel Gibson playing cards?
Yeah. Yes. It's so fucking good.
Richard Donner, it could be argued, is responsible for Mel Gibson.
So is anti-Semitism.
Lethal Weapon movies, Maverick.
I will say Lethal Weapon probably jumped him to superstar, but he was in a bunch of like Mad Max and stuff was before.
Birds on a Wire.
Burn on Wire was after.
Okay.
But Mad Max was definitely before.
Was he in Burn on a Wire?
I think so.
Mel Gibson, was he? I don't know.
I can't remember which one Burn on the Wire was. That could have been, that wasn't the Kurt one.
Is that the one?
Oh, was
one
it Kurt
like,
Russell? What, I think, on?
I'm thinking of the movie where Joseph
Gordon-Levitt. No, it was Mel and Goldie. Yeah.
Okay.
Mel and Goldie, yeah.
What year did the movie where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like walking on a wire across the building?
97.
Okay, 97. So different movie. Okay.
Kyle Brady was an NFL tight end. It was a different era.
Oh, never scratch era. That. I was looking at Island of Bird. 1990 was Bird on a Wire.
Jeff Hostetler was winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're so old. Oh my God. Let's see. Budget for this movie, $19 million, and it made $125 in the box office. So I don't know how a Spielberg movie, I guess, you know, mid 80s, he hadn't really,
was all
yet.
That.
Yeah. Like how he's only getting $19 million for a movie he's producing.
It's a kid. I mean, they say shit a lot, but this is a kid's movie. I don't think it necessarily needed a huge budget.
It is. All right, so I got a question before we get too far into this. Is there a worse character in movie history than Chunk?
There are the girl from Jurassic Park.
Ron Howard's daughter?
The blonde from Jurassic Park, Ron Howard's daughter?
No. So the one who was like running in the heels who got shit for like...
No, the shit heel kid that's always like...
The
Dallas
girl.
Bryce Howard?
No, it's not. No.
Again, sound the alert. Misogyny alert. Whoop, whoop. She can run in heels across the screen. All she wants in her tight pants.
Hey,
whoop, whoop.
If a man wanted to run in heels, he could too as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of shoes you want to wear, man. You know what I mean?
But your take on Chunk, I mean, there's a reason why he stopped acting and became like, I think he represents Kehu Q. Like that's his representation.
Like Kehu Kwan.
Yeah,
Kehu Kwan. Oh, he's like his manager.
He's the one that got him the Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's like, great. That's great. That's actually a really cool story. I didn't know that. Yeah. I honestly, like, every time he opened his mouth, it made me want to turn the movie off. Like,
the character was supposed to be the fat kid that they shit on constantly. And he plays it well because everyone, you should want to shit on him as well.
If that's the point, I guess, then
yes,
yeah, he's a really good actor because he did a really good job of making me hate him every time I saw him when he was on the screen.
Billy Zane in Titanic, more hateable.
There's a lot of more hateable people.
I have a child.
I have a child. I thought you were going to bring up, is there any character that is any lead character that's more useless than Mikey? He doesn't help them at all.
Yeah.
He saves the day in the end because he fucking steals the gems, but everyone else does. Data is the true hero of the Goonies. That dude saves the crew multiple times.
He's the motivation guy. They don't actually go because they wanted to stop like two or three times. But Mikey's like, no, this is our destiny. And like, what else are we going to do? Like, our houses aren't going to be here tomorrow. Like, we're going to be gone. This is our last chance to actually do something. And so because remember, they wanted to go up the they wanted to go with Troy or whatever his name was and go up the whatever it's called.
I was hard to gauge ages of the people in this movie because the other chick, the not the Martha Plimpton one, but the other one,
Carrie Green.
I was like, how old is she? And because that Troy guy was like trying to look down her shirt. I was like, aren't you like 12? And this guy's driving a car and he's wants to bang you.
I couldn't figure that out either. Cause Josh Brolin is the older brother. So yes. One would assume Josh Brolin and Troy are probably like the same age. So they're probably like 17 or 18.
Yeah, Brolin couldn't get his license. So he's at least 16.
So yeah. So yeah. 16, 17, 18 or whatever. And I think she is his age. Like,
I guess she just seemed like she was 12, like the other kids probably.
And it didn't help that she literally like made out with a 12-year-old in this movie. There's no coming back from that, as far as I'm concerned.
I like how they make her seem like she's 12, and they make Martha Plimpton seem like she's a 30-year-old librarian throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, and it's hard not to look at Corey Feldman and think that too. To think that, like, to imagine, like, even like 13, 14-year-old Corey Feldman, just picture him doing rails and like being a complete mess. Like he has always been that person. It's really weird. I guess he's not now. He sort of.
I think that might have been post Goonies. Once he teamed up with Haim, things really went off the rails. So I think this is pre. I think this is pre him maybe getting molested or whatever. Whenever, I can't remember what the time was. He was for that.
Oh, made that dark. Transition.
I do, as a general rule, like really like movies with kids who team up to do something. Like,
those are your big Stranger Things guy.
Like, they're fun. Like, Stranger Things is a good example. Like, I didn't watch the last season, which
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, like The Sandlot. I really liked Super 8. I thought that was really good too. I think Spielberg did that one. Or might have been J.J. Abrams. But like, I generally, kids doing a caper or something like that.
Does Scott Pilgrim count as kids doing a caper? Are they too old? They're too old.
They were too old. Okay. Yeah. The general plot of this movie, I am down with. Like, kids going on an adventure, trying to find a pirate and treasure, and I'm on board. I think there were things in this movie that like genuinely annoyed the hell out of me. And it was like, man, this would be so much better if this wasn't in it. But I think I like this movie more than I remember liking it. You know, I hadn't seen it in a really long time.
And it was like, the same as I remember.
I still don't like it.
Yeah.
Can I just?
Why don't you like it?
Go ahead. You go.
As just a general rule, when movies are filmed, not like where, like if you live in LA, it doesn't count because everything's or BC, you know, Columbia. Okay. But when movies are randomly filmed where you kind of live adjacently, you're supposed to give it that local bump. Kindergarten Cop, great movie. I don't care that it was filmed in Astoria, but a great movie. I hate this movie because there are scenes where they're in a cave. I've been into a cave in Oregon. I've been to sea lion caves. That shit is dank. It's musty. It stinks. It's humid. There is foam crawling up your nose. So all those scenes, I could just smell seals and hear I could taste the penny that you paid $9 to smash that said I was here at Sea Lion Caves, and you taste it because you're a little twerp. You're a dumb twerp. That's what stuck with me with this movie, and it never went away. Do
Yeah,
I get
I don't remember an
therapy?
I don't
I'm
remember an
good.
underground slide in the Oregon caves.
Oh,
It's not
there's
there.
not. There is.
There is.
There is.
And in this movie, so again, movie filmed in Astoria. In this movie, we're led to believe that the cave system is just under the town of Astoria. Like it just
Yes.
goes just under the country club.
It's
It's
under
under
it's
the
under the Goondocks.
The
Yes, the
Goondocks.
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 I
Exactly. Yeah.
will say I did not remember that's the area they were called, like
Yeah.
was called. I do like that, the
The
Goondocks.
Goondocks. Bunch of rascals at from the Goondocks.
Love a good rascal.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like the opening of this movie is a prison break. So we're led to believe there's a prison in Astoria, Oregon. And then a car chase scene through the streets of Astoria, Oregon. And I was just like, no. No. That's no, there's not a prison, like
If there
no.
was a prison in Astoria, it would be that. There was like three cells and
Yeah,
some
yeah,
dumb
yeah.
yokel fucking sheriff.
It's a drunk tank,
Yeah.
basically. Yeah, totally. No, it's the same jail from like Tombstone or whatever. No,
Pretty much.
can
It
you
might as well be.
imagine what a
Yeah.
scary Alcatraz style jail Astoria could have at the spit of the
Oh.
Columbia into the Pacific?
Ooh.
You could be the most heinous criminal. You're never trying to swim away from that.
Just have a sea jail where the high tide comes like
Oh
right into
my
your cage.
God. No, it's like Count of Monte Cristo, where
Yeah.
they're like on an island
Yeah.
and you literally will never be able to escape, and they don't have any windows whatsoever. Like, yeah, you're there for the long haul, basically. Yeah, no. It sure looked like Astoria though. I'll say that. Like when the movie opened, they're driving through the streets, they show like the 'cause Andy's like a cheerleader, I guess, and so they show like the football team and the cheerleaders. That field, I have like visceral memories of a field like that, playing football on a field like that at the Oregon coast. Like I was like, "Oh boy, I can smell that." Like
You
yeah.
could smell that dank sea air permeating
The
through the
dank
whole
sea air and the
movie.
dirt, like the
The
dirt on the
mud.
coast, the mud has like a really specific, like
Yeah.
horrible, horrible smell.
It
And I'm
smells
like,
like shit.
it's
I was
just
like, these. I was like, these.
decaying sea life is all it is.
I was like, they could only shoot a kids movie here because kids would be the only ones who would deal with this bullshit.
Except for Arnold. He could deal
Yeah.
with it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. But Arnold wasn't like rolling around in the mud. You know what I
No,
mean?
he
Like,
wasn't.
yeah.
I think the biggest scam in this entire movie is that someone wants to build a country club in Astoria. I
I don't know, man.
for in the 80s, a story in the 80s, there was no.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It was
Yeah.
all Goondocks at the time in the
Yes.
80s.
Yes.
The whole plot of this movie is that this guy who's like Troy's dad, basically, too,
Who they
so
never show until the very end.
until the very end, this guy wants to tear down like all of the houses. Like that's the sense I get. It's because
Yeah.
they're not all neighbors. Like Data and the brothers are neighbors, but like all of their houses to build a country club, and he's like foreclosing on all of the
Yep.
houses
Yeah.
at the same time. Like I don't know. Like Chris Columbus. Like I don't know how that works.
I did read,
You
so
do you
apparently
and write your script, but like I don't think that's how it works.
So apparently Spielberg's original idea was for this to take place in some like shithole, like a mining town or something like that in Ohio was supposed to be the setting. So
but
then
they,
I don't
but
I don't
they
know how
decided
you
that like a pirate ship would be
I
a better
I don't
move.
know how you get pirates involved in it, but yeah, so yeah, they pivoted to Oregon coast to it.
This
But
was
also
go ahead.
They couldn't just move somewhere else in Astoria. They were just like leaving the area for good because they were getting kicked out of their house.
Like I feel like they used the word foreclose, assuming people didn't know what foreclosure is. Like, because they made it seem like he was just like the guy was coming over and just buying the house from them and forcing them to sell the house to him or something like that. Like,
they didn't say if like was that like the last property that they needed to.
Like foreclosure, like, yeah, but like foreclosure, like it would
bank.
Not be him.
Yeah,
it would be
bank.
Like the bank. Yeah, like
yeah,
he doesn't own the bank.
There's plot holes in this movie. Let's
there's
be
a
real.
Plot holes. Yeah. Anyway, this was the 80s where like only a few people knew.
Plot
about,
didn't matter in the 80s either.
And
so.
People weren't doing real estate yet, and nobody knew what the hell was going on. So yeah, all right, fair enough. I did like the pirate angle. You know, like if it's kids doing a caper, let them, and they're like in a coastal town, let them go on like a treasure hunt for pirate treasure. I liked it. Like when they got to the ship and there was a bunch of like skeletons there and all the treasure and stuff. I liked it.
I think my big problem in this movie is one, Mikey, I hate. I hate Sean Astin in this.
Yeah, he's terrible.
And two, I hate the Fratellis. Even though I love Joey Pants and Davi. I hate they're bad. They were bad. I was like, are you supposed to be big and scary? Or are you guys like the Three Stooges out there chasing after these kids?
Three Stooges.
Yeah. And
yeah, they
stupid.
Were. I wonder if that was like that was something they talked about. Well, like after they wrote the movie,
they're murdering people and moving dead bodies. Yet they're slapsticking their way chasing these kids.
Okay. I know. But then they're like, hey, what kind of movie are we making? We're making like a kids movie. So they can be scary, but they also have to be like doofy. Like they have to follow.
They
the
were
whole,
gonna
they
blender Chunk's fucking hand.
They have to follow like,
and they Three Stooged it up that fucking rock.
Yeah,
it's like
they absolutely were.
They double fell on their fucking log and crushed their balls. I mean, pick
that's
one or the other.
That's the funny part.
Classic 80s slapstick. Classic.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
That's the face, man. Classic 80s. But like even when they were gonna blend Chunk's hand, that's like when Chunk was actually sort of funny in the movie, where he was telling every bad thing he had ever done in his whole life. Like it was like confession for him. So they have like all these scary things, but they gotta mix in the comedy with it too, just so kids don't actually get scared.
Yeah. You got to do that too, to so you don't just see through all the massive plot holes.
Yes.
Like when they find the dead body and they trigger all the giant boulders to like crush them.
Yep.
Apparently, if Fratellis could just, I don't know, somehow get through a boulder field that blocks the entrance.
Yep.
I don't know. That's possible.
Yep. And when they when they're doing like the piano thing and the ground sort of fell from beneath them, how did the Fratellis get over that?
They found a little ledge that you could apparently
found a little
walk
ledge.
On.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. Mama Fratelli, I'm sure, scaling all
nimble.
Of that.
She was nimble.
Yeah. Super athletic. Yeah.
Quick feet.
Yeah. Quick feet. Exactly.
You should see her at the cone drill.
They called her Sweet Feet.
Yeah. Yep. Sweet
Feet. Sweet Feet Fratelli.
With those sweet feet, she was born in the wrong era because that OnlyFans page would go off.
She did not have sweet arms. Her arms were disgusting. She had like gargoyle arms.
She's old.
They were bad. I think she died before this movie like came out to theaters. She was old.
Alone.
But God, she had gargoyle arms.
He said she died before they filmed the movie.
She did kind of look like a compost heap.
Yes.
Or like a garbage pail kid or something.
Yeah. That's exactly. She might have been in the garbage pail kid movie. Possibly.
Again, children.
80s.
80s. We're old.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Mikey sucks. Like, Mikey is...
It blew my mind at the end. I forgot about this, too. So, Apparently Mikey doesn't know his fucking maritime law. How does no one have a boat? And go catch that fucking ship that has $1 billion of gems and gold on it. They're just all sitting there watching. It's like,
I guess the ship's just going to be gone.
It's just
forever.
Gone. It's just slowly plotting its way out to sea where an engine could get to in 2 seconds.
Yeah, nobody has a boat. Like, nobody in this coastal town has a boat.
I will tell the adults that there's a shit ton of gold and stuff that is technically yours.
You see this that is going to, like, save our house? Like, there's, like, way more. Like, Astoria is going to turn into fucking Beverly Hills here in the next few years.
Maritime salvage law says first to the goods, it's theirs. It's all Mikey's. He's first one there. It's all his.
Ski, this is why you're on this podcast, man. Nobody else knows that maritime salvage law, you know?
Like, you got to. If you're hunting for treasure, you have to know your laws.
Again, kids, always have a maritime lawyer in your back pocket.
Especially if you live in Astoria.
This guy's been hunting for treasure on the Oregon coast before. You know that shit.
Fucking why I've been chasing one-eyed Willie's. It's out there somewhere. It's sank somewhere.
I'm sorry, you're chasing what?
Yeah.
Well, one-eyed Willie's coat.
Ayo.
Hey, all right.
Good for you.
I know. Don't chase, though. You know, like, let one-eyed Willie come to you.
Come to you.
Yeah.
Because it will.
It will.
On you, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Sometimes that's two eyes.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Oh boy, yeah. So any thoughts on Data? Because
he's the best character.
Because I remember Ki Hu Kwan, obviously, like, a big deal now. I remember hating him in Indiana Jones.
Mr. Jones,
like, the worst. Like, Temple of Doom sucks. Like, as a movie,
I love Temple of Doom.
It's awful. It's the worst Indiana Jones, and I mean that. Like, Crystal Skull is better than Temple of Doom to me.
That's the one with the big ball, right?
Yeah. No, that's the first
one. No, that's the first one.
That's
first
Raiders.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Raiders. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, Temple of Doom is where, like, the guy rips the heart
out.
And
stinks. Terrible.
They ride the little like rail cars through the cavern.
Oh, that's rail cars.
Yeah, the rail cars.
Yeah.
And they eat monkey
brains. And it's got, like, Spielberg's, like, ex-wife or something's in it too. And
she's
the
love interest.
Yeah. Worst actor ever in the history of Earth.
You guys probably don't like it because Karen Allen's, like, barely in it. If she is.
Yes.
Karen
Allen's fantastic. She needed to be in the whole series. I forget what I started talking. Oh, yeah. So I did like him in this too. The Ki Hu Kwan. Like, I thought he was great.
I mean, Brolin was good too.
Yep. I thought the relationships between the brothers, like Mikey and Brolin, I thought that was cool. Like,
Brand.
Because it could have just been, like, this cliche, like, older brother bullying thing, but, like, he actually, like, looked out for him.
Yeah, he saved the day multiple times too for Mikey fucking up. Mikey tried to kill everyone.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, he's older brother protecting his younger brother. Love to see it. And the parents, like, actually like their kids, it seemed like, and they seemed to be, like, decent parents, other than, you know, letting them,
except for they're picking up fucking illegals to help them move their house. Not in this coming America.
nope.
Yeah,
day one.
Yeah,
again, the 80s were different.
What was more shocking, that someone in a story actually speaks Spanish?
Yeah, and a kid.
Yeah
like, and Corey Feldman.
Fluent in Spanish, could read it and everything. Man, plot hole.
Little bit. Where does he learn fluent Spanish? I would like to know that.
Some would say Astoria is a border town.
His dad is a plumber. He's not being taught Spanish by anybody. Like,
I don't know. I guess we don't know the racial makeup of the Goondocks. Could be a big Hispanic. I don't know.
Yeah. He's not learning it in elementary school. Like, so I don't know.
It's not going to Buena Vista.
Ah, the good view.
Yeah,
the
good pull.
View.
Yeah,
that's a good pull. Sloth. Hey, you guys. I mean, yeah.
Doesn't move me.
Yeah.
No.
Not like it doesn't have the nostalgia pull. I see it. I get it. Superman. The whole. I got it.
Yep.
Doesn't have the nostalgia pull for me.
It doesn't for me either. Yeah.
No. Here's a little fun fact for you.
I love those.
Apparently someone like, it must have been Chris Columbus. I don't know. Someone wrote an actual like book for the Goonies. And it's different. In the book, at the end, Chunk's parents adopt Sloth.
That's what he said. That's what he said at the end of the movie.
He says, you're coming home with me.
Live with me. Yeah.
But so they actually adopt him. But isn't Sloth like 40?
Yes.
I mean,
Sloth is a
chronological
age wise. Yes. I didn't know you could just adopt 40-year-old people, but apparently can.
Did you know that Tez Johnson was Bo Nix's adopted? Even though he wasn't.
I was gonna look up because I saw that there was a Goonies 2, and then I tried to look it up, and it's like fake.
It's a video game.
Yeah, there's a video game, but like Goonies 2 the movie is not real. So,
thank God.
Yeah, that was probably a good move. Okay. Anything else before we grade this thing?
No.
No.
Still don't like it.
Yeah. All right. It's my movie, so I'll start off. What should we make it out of? I mean, we went off the rails last week.
A lot of people say that Astoria is the Oregon Coast's fifth jewel. How to find this?
Speaking of jewels that like save.
They called
everything.
It the Jewel of the Columbia. Isn't that what they call it?
Speaking of jewels that saved
jewel
the family.
Of the spit.
Astoria saved the Oregon family. Look at that. Jewel. Okay.
Jewel. I want to see your Tallulah Affair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's Snaggletooth.
I love her Snaggletooth, though. It's so hot.
I'll see
it's
that
so
Snaggletooth.
Cute. It's so cute.
All right. I'm going to give this a 2.
Jewel, we're old.
You said you like this movie.
2.5. I'll give it a 2.5. I'm right down the middle on it. I do like it. Like, it's fine. I don't know. It just like the movie ended and I was just like, yeah, like it was fine. There's like much. So there are much better movies in this genre that I would prefer to watch. It's fine. I'm sort of with you, Ski. Like, Mikey is an annoying character. Chunk is the worst character. Like,
the truffle shuffle. People like the truffle.
I
shuffle.
Hate the truffle shuffle. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like anything about Chunk as a character. I never want to see Chunk again. 2.5.
I guess I'll go. I brought it up on paper that I should fucking love this movie. Yeah. But as a kid, I hated this movie. I'm going to give it a 1.5 still.
Yeah,
I just
I
do
didn't like,
not
I didn't like
this
it as
movie.
I didn't like it as a kid either.
Nope.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. 1.5 for me as well. I thought I might be the lowest. Yeah. If you ask me before I rewatch it, probably a flat 1.
I found a couple things a little better this time around.
Yeah, but still, I will never watch it again. We'll never make my kids watch it. I won't even go to Astoria. Rooting for the tsunami.
I hope the Goondocks fucking, that whole economy is dead. It probably is. The fishing industry is dead. So
go into the
Goondocks
sea.
Is gone.
Sweep away.
You were just
bring on global warming. Let's go.
Rooting for that earthquake.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
More like the boonies. Boo.